Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show. We are so glad to have all of you here today. I'm Jason Gary. This is where we pitch, invest, and grow businesses every single day. We are so blessed to have you join us today. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but you're choosing to spend it right here with us. Kevin will be joining us tomorrow. Right now, I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Marla Tabaka. Hi, Marla. How are you?
I could not be better. I'm excited about our lineup today and always excited to talk to you, Jason.
It's fantastic, right? I'm going to be a little bit little bit tough today. I have a canker sore on the inside of my lip, and so I'm trying to get through that little pain of speaking a lot,
but
we'll be fine. And we have a great show today. Tell us who we are.
Yeah, we do have a great show. We're first up with Amy Tepper, our fabulous attorney, answering some questions that came in from our listeners. And then we have Rich Rezgolis, and he is our CEO guest and interesting guy, lots of information to share. So it'll be a good show.
Great. And we are very excited. So, well, let's welcome Amy. Amy, welcome to the show again.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Good. You sound like you are on your game today.
Yep.
And we have some questions that came in, and I want to get started right away. This is an interesting one because you hear about HIPAA all the time, especially in the medical community. But I want to understand, you know, what is HIPAA, and then how am I affected as a business owner?
Yeah, so this is, maybe not the most super exciting area of law. It's not crowdfunding or litigation, but you know, it's something that at least should be on people's minds. So what HIPAA is, what it stands for actually is Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Okay, so what does this mean? So HIPAA requires privacy with regard to individual identifiable health information. Okay, so does that apply to me? You know, I don't know. So typically when HIPAA comes into action is when it applies to health plans, health clearinghouses, and to any health care provider who transmits health information in electronic form. So, okay, well, that doesn't sound like something I should do, right? But the definition of health plans and health clearinghouses and health care providers can be pretty broad. So here's the bottom line for employers. If you have medical information from your employees or you work in a clinic, you have to make sure that there are simply just that the HIPAA privacy insurances are in place. And that people are aware of them, and that you are essentially just maintaining and sending and handling that confidential health information in the most private way you can. And so I kind of want to just give a little snapshot of what HIPAA is so that if, you know, you're listening and you happen to have to handle employer medical information, which is always, always sensitive, you know, just make sure that HIPAA might be something that you have to comply with. In addition, if you have employees and they have medical information, keep it in a separate file, not their personnel file.
That's all such good information, Amy. Thank you, because, yeah, I don't think people would be aware of that at all if they're not in the medical industry. So fantastic. Now, we've got a question that did come in over Twitter a couple days ago, and this is really important. This person says that they've been hearing that changes are coming down soon from the Department of Labor regarding salary requirements and wants to know, how does that impact him or her and small businesses across the state or country?
So this is a big, big deal. And this is something that attorneys and employers and HR people have really been keeping an eye on for the past year. So in this, and actually it just came out today as the final stamp of approval, expected to be released. But this new rule will take effect December 1st of 2016, so before this Christmas. And what that means is, okay, so for folks who have employees, some of them are salary and some of them you pay hourly. For those hourly folks, you have to pay them time and a half. So anything over 40 has to be paid a time and a half. What this new law is saying is that the salaried folks that you have, just because you've been calling them salary and you think that they've been exempt, which, I mean, up until now they have been, based on salary, that salary level, dollar amount, has gone up. So the current minimum is $23,000. That will be going up to $40,000,
which
means some of your salaried people have to be switched to hourly. And then if those people are working over 40 hours a week, anything over 40 will be time and a half. So what does that mean? What do I do? All right, take a look at all your job descriptions. Take a look at the people who are salaried. See if they're truly exempt and make sure they hit that salary mark. And then if they don't, you do have to convert them. And if you want to reduce the overtime exposure, which is all, you know, it's expensive. Employers don't want to pay overtime. Then you have to hire more folks, or just really be stringent and on top of managing overtime. People have to go home at 5 o'clock. Don't let them work through the night, because that's how the payroll expenses really rack up. So really, really important.
So that could really affect people who are on hourly wages, who like to put in those extra hours for the extra money, regardless of time and a half, because now they won't be able to put them in. Am I understanding that right?
So this actually, those people will be safe.
Okay.
So this, you know, so if you do work overtime and you work overtime now, you'll still be okay. What it does actually, it's really a pro employee rule law. So some of the folks that aren't making overtime and are just paid salary, but a particularly low salary, will now be required by the law to be listed as categorized as hourly folks. And so what that means is that there's going to be a whole lot more employees, I mean, we're talking in the millions across the country, who will be eligible and required to be paid time and a half because they no longer will be exempt.
Right, so right. Really, I get that. But it seems that, you know, most employers would just bring on more employees and cut their hours rather than pay them
the time and a half. That's the way to do it. But, you know, typically these salaried workers get on and they work you know, once you're salaried, you know, you roll in at 8 and maybe you leave at 6 or maybe you stay till 7. Maybe you're working the weekends. You know, now that's something that's going to have to really be really looked closely upon by employers. So a very, very, very important rule. Really big exposure in the way of employer payroll expenses.
Yeah. Amy, we only have a couple of minutes left in this segment, and let me ask just this one more question. This person's ready to sell their business, but guess what? The partner does not want to sell the business. However, this person is the majority shareholder and wants to know what to do if his minority partner gives him a hard time and refuses to sell.
Real quick, I think there's two answers to this question. I think number one, I think that there is an emotional piece of it, and then there's the legal piece of it. And so I'm going to start really quickly with the emotional piece of it. It is hard, I think, for people who have gone into a business and who have worked together as partners to be able to say, okay, you know, we're going to leave this, I'm going to sell this, and it's really the majority shareholder who's sort of leading the charge. And I think that minority shareholder feels like, well, you know, you're taking away a piece of my life. So I think it, from an emotional standpoint, we go slow, and we do a letter of intent, and we talk over time, and we, you know, kind of have some back and forth and some negotiations, because ultimately it's going to be better for the minority shareholder to agree to some extent, because the alternative, which is the legal alternative, is that most states don't require both shareholder consent for dissolution. So that what that means is that that majority shareholder can dissolve the company, and that minority shareholder will be left with, you know, little to nothing. So it's really best to try to work it out, because otherwise they won't be left with anything.
That's very, very interesting. And, you know, I mean, the thing that shocked me was the employees that are going to be shifted from being salary to hourly. That was crazy. Don't think about that. So
yeah.
At any rate, thank you so much, Amy. Check her out at legalinabox.com. Also, amytepperlaw.com. I know you got to run, Amy. Thank you so much for the time today, which, as always, we enjoy having you on whatever show we're on, Big Pitch Radio.
Yeah, that one.
Thanks a lot, Amy. I appreciate it.
Oh, always a pleasure, guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, we'll talk to you soon, Amy. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay,
all right,
bye-bye.
Stick around. We have a great rest of your show here today. We have a great product called My Flow Water coming on, and be talking about what they're doing and how we can help them out. So stick around. We'll be right back.
I make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man, some got mud on your face.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now. Lots of compliments from friends and colleagues. But you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
A new survey from Liberty Mutual Insurance says 87% of us feel moving is stressful. May is National Moving Month, and DIY expert Chip Wade is here to help.
On moving day, carry a moving toolkit with you that has all the moving essentials, like a hammer and nails and a screwdriver, a box cutter and a flashlight, a bottle of water, your toothbrush, and anything else you may need easy access to that day. And don't forget to check in with your insurance representative to reevaluate your coverage to make sure you're properly protected.
Find more at libertymutual.com/movingtip.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. We thank Amy Tepper for bringing her great insight and wisdom to the show today. And right now we have Rich Razgatis on with us from My Flow Water. Rich Razgatis, also known as Raz, has a 15-year history as a CEO, co-founder, and entrepreneur in consumer tech, CPG, and e-commerce industries, running companies which include Univera, Deal On, My Town Perks, and Flow Water. Raz, we appreciate you joining the show today, and if you're ready, we're ready for you. Pitch away, my friend.
Oh, Raz is with us as the CEO spotlight.
Don't pitch, Raz. That would not be good. So I want to keep going. So Raz is really passionate about creating a brand new, amazing type of water that is better bottled water and is the epicenter of the sustainable movement, which is becoming more powerful and important to consumers every day. Raz, I've been on your website. Very nice website. Very cool looking product out there. I work out and I can see a huge need for this out in the marketplace. Pleasure to have you on, and thank you for joining Big Pitch Radio.
Thanks a lot for having me. It's my pleasure, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, Rich, you know, when I think about water and bottled water, I mean, it's huge. I've seen plenty of documentaries about it. And I want to get into what you guys are doing. But before we get into that, let's talk about your background. I mean, clearly you're an entrepreneur at heart. I'd like to go back even further than that and talk about, you know, where did you grow up? And did you grow up in an entrepreneurial environment, or was it more traditional in nature?
Sure. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, one of five kids. I was not in the most entrepreneurial environments growing up. However, I think I come from a lineage of really entrepreneurial family. So I'm a second generation Lithuanian immigrants. And so my grandparents came over from Lithuania through Ellis Island and were, you know, laborers up until their early 90s. And so my dad had kind of a very opposite experience and ended up being a head of research and technology and business development at a laboratory in Columbus, Ohio. One of the things that I would say that drove some of my entrepreneurialism, though, was just this constant quest in our family for knowledge and information. So an example of that would be growing up, I remember 8, 10, 12 years old, I had an inbox, and my dad would circulate Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Scientific American, Popular Science articles to me and one of the five kids, and we'd have Wall Street Journal article review night every Friday night, talk about ideas. He used to have this, comes from mythology, this idea of grok the fullness and get all the concepts out of life and kind of the marrow out of life. And so that was probably one of the things that helped really drive my entrepreneurial bug from an early age of just being acclimated to, you know, having a life of learning and seeing there's so many different ideas out there.
It's such a unique experience, because when you hear that your dad was, you know, emailing you Wall Street Journal and then you had those evenings where you guys would talk about that. I mean, that's a rare occurrence, I think, out there, especially today, that and what a great experience that must have been. And clearly that's been very influential in where you're at now. So when did you start your entrepreneurial career? I mean, did you, you know, I mean, 15 year history as a CEO, co-founder of different companies. But before that, did you go to college, then come out and said, hey, I want to start my own company? Did you work for anybody before that or what?
I did. So, you know, I mean, again, I come from a family where value, hard work is highly valued and respected. And so, you know, all of us growing up, I mean, we all had jobs, 10, 11, 12 years old. You know, I remember my sister and I, she was 9, I was 11. We had our first paper routes. And so it was just what, you know, wasn't what was expected. It was just kind of bred into us. Of what we did, wanted to be productive. My probably very first entrepreneurial gig was selling Cutco knives, which is, you know, essentially selling knives door to door and cold calling. So I've made probably 10,000 cold calls trying to get people to buy knives during the course of my year. I ended up doing it for 3 years. Ran a branch office where I had a couple hundred sales reps working for me when I was in college, at the age of 20. So that was probably my very first exposure to taking risk, going full variable pay, being fully responsible for your results, and doing something a little bit atypical. But I went to a school in Indiana, Anderson University, undergraduate in marketing, graduated. I had one of three different opportunities that I was pursuing. One was IBM, one was HP, and the other was Johnson & Johnson. Took the most kind of classical training that I thought I, you know, would be just blue chip for me, and took the J&J job. You know, and probably like 5,000 other guys graduating college that year wanted to be president of J&J one day. And I was kind of on the track down J&J. And a few years into my corporate Fortune 500 world, I just knew I had it in me where I wanted to do more small growth, startup, entrepreneurial things. And took my very first job at the age of 25, or it was 26, at a venture capital-backed startup company in New York City. Kind of the rest is history. I've done a bunch of startups since then, or mid-sized companies.
What an incredible history that is too, Raz. You know, I can't tell you how many CEOs we have on this show who had their own paper route. And I wonder moving forward, you know, like 20 years, what our CEOs will be saying, because there really aren't paper routes going on too much nowadays. So it'll be interesting. Your work has certainly taken you to a number of different cities, and I'm curious, do you have a favorite city, and why would you say it is?
Do I have a favorite city? I'm probably standing in it today, Denver, Colorado, and there's a couple reasons why. In fact, we just moved our company headquarters out to Denver, Colorado, so Flowater was incubated in about three years ago, and was predominantly incubated out of San Francisco. We just moved it out to Denver. I'll tell you, Denver is probably my favorite city, though there are so many great cities in the United States and across the world, but particularly in the United States. We're just blessed with amazing people and amazing markets. But I love Denver partly because of the scenery, the people, the intersection of cultures and environments here. The weather and the mountains, but I think also holds a tremendous amount of nostalgia for me growing up. I was one of five kids. We grew up, you know, we grew up fortunate, but we did not have a lot of resources. And so one of the things that we did every year was we drove out to Colorado for a period of a couple weeks, and we'd go camping. And Denver is kind of my very first memory of waking up after being in a 20-hour road trip where we drive all night. And we get into the mountain region, and this is the start of kind of my summer breaks for me in many ways. So it's a bit nostalgic as well. But there's a ton of great cities in the U.S.
Yeah. I love Denver. I can absolutely see why you'd be enamored of it. And it's just a beautiful place. So I'm with you. That's a good city. And, of course, my very favorite is Chicago, which is where I'm standing right now. So lots of
Chicago
beautiful places out there.
Chicago is a terrific city. Yeah, Chicago is also a terrific city for many reasons.
Yeah, I love it. So we are going into break, and we certainly do thank you for listening today. Make sure to visit us as well over in social media. We are at Big Pitch Radio on Twitter and the Big Pitch Radio Show on Facebook. We always look forward to your questions and suggestions and just hearing from you. So go ahead and communicate with us there. We'll be right back.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilley.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to PennyGilley.com. Learn, relax, focus, excel. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten-free, $35 for 180 capsules, recommending 4 per day, will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code PENNY. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to PennyGilley.com. That's 817-470-4653 or PennyGilley.com. Order today.
Home burglars happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget. And at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Vocabulary with my new app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. As always, I want to thank our soldiers and veterans out there. They are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we get to enjoy on a daily basis. If you see one of them out there, just say those two infamous words, thank and you. Thank you will go a really, really long way to a veteran. Trust me, I know this. I'm a veteran myself, and I always thank veterans for their service whenever I see them and talk to them, and I think that you could do the same thing. We would appreciate that. Right now, we're here with Rich Razgatis, also known as Raz in his world, and we are very blessed to have him on. He's got a great product called My Flow Water, and he's a serial entrepreneur, has tremendous background, and a bunch of different products and services out there, and just has a phenomenal entrepreneurial mind out there. And let's get into My Flow Water a little bit. Obviously, you know, we talk about business in its most simplistic form, and what it is and defining it is that somebody has a problem and you have a solution. And so what problem did you see out there, Rich, that you guys felt with My Flow Water you felt you could solve?
Great. Thanks for the question. And just to confirm, the website URL is myflowwater.com. The company name is Flow Water, just Flow Water,
yep.
One word.
Right. Sorry about
and,
that.
And, well, the problem is really interesting, which is single-use plastic water bottles are just hugely destructive. I mean, 80% of plastic bottles end up in oceans, lakes, rivers, and landfills. Plastic doesn't biodegrade. It actually photodegrades, which means two pieces turns into four, turns into eight, et cetera, becomes a part of the ecosystem. And there's 24,000 known chemicals in single-use plastic water bottles. So the problem is that plastic water bottles are the new environmental cigarette, and it's not going away. And you're starting to see it's kind of like becoming like it was to drive a Hummer in 2008. It went, or in 2009, it went from being very cool to very irresponsible socially. And so the problem really is that in the absence of a single-use plastic water bottle, there's not a great place to refill your existing container. So you see people much more frequently coming into the office, gyms, corporate campuses, traveling with these water bottles or refillable water bottles. But the problem is where you fill that up, where you get water that tastes great, that's clean, free of pesticides, pharmaceuticals, herbicides, chlorine, fluoride, et cetera, that just tastes consistently. I mean, one of the things, you know, fortunately in most of the United States, not all of it, this Flint issue has unfortunately just put a spotlight on some of the concerns that do exist in tap water. But for the most part, our tap water is clean and is safe. However, it doesn't taste great in many cases. And you're in San Diego or Los Angeles or Phoenix or Florida, you've got very high TDS levels. And so what Flow Water solves are both problems. It provides you the best of great tasting water. I mean, it's essentially like having smart water on tap or Fiji water on tap or pick your favorite bottled water on tap, where we'll take any tap water, transform it through a proprietary 7-stage purification process and dispense that through a Flow Water refill station into any consumer's existing refillable container. You know, it could be anything from a coffee cup to a Camelback to a wine glass to, you know, just a clean canteen. and we'll provide people an identical experience of great tasting water that's free of impurities, enhanced with electrolytes, alkalinity, and tastes great with this coconut carbon filter. And it's pretty spectacular. And so it's one of the reasons why some of the world's best companies and best events are falling in love and using Flow Water. So Super Bowl City, CrossFit Games, Coachella, Outside Lands, Dreamforce from an event perspective, and 50 others over the last 15 months, to great companies like Warner Brothers, Electronic Arts, Google, Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, Discovery, et cetera.
I'm excited about it. You mentioned something interesting that it has basically different levels of hydration benefits. And looking at your website, it says it helps to lower pH in the body, raise alkalinity. Tell us why these things are important.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. If you just look at, well, first of all, if you look at water, and you know, in fact, we just installed several Flow Water refill stations in Flint, Michigan. And if you look at tap water and some of the impurities that are in tap water, you know, it's important to remove those, you know, because everything from, like, I'll just use an example, chlorine. Chlorine is actually terrible for the intestinal flora. I mean, you know, one of the things that's coming out, the data that's come out over the last 3 to 5 years is how important intestinal microflora is to your overall health. And, you know, everything from repair and recovery to, you know, energy and immune system. And chlorine destroys that. And so one of the things that's important is to remove things that are for everyday well-being. And then the other thing is to enhance, you know, how you enhance your water or what is in your water is important. So I'll just give you an example. Drinking straight distilled water, which is essentially a water that is completely free of any impurities, but it doesn't have any minerals, salt, sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium in it, is not healthy for you. I mean, you need that in order to actually hydrate your body properly, to assimilate the water, to be able to absorb it and really have it activate throughout your body. And so, and, you know, we strongly believe that water free of impurities with enhancements like electrolytes that you might find in Gatorade and coconut water are what provide optimal hydration. And also it helps with the taste. Trying to drink a water free of any minerals generally does not taste very good to most people. So that also makes – it's one of the things that makes the water taste great.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it does. And as you mentioned, before I ask you this last question, you mentioned a list of some of your clients, which was a very, very impressive list. And wondering if you could share some of your strategy with us in terms of how you approach these clients and how you landed such significant names.
Sure, absolutely. Happy to. Well, I think one of the things that's really interesting about running a startup company and having run several and been involved in several others and sitting on the boards of other startup companies is that you have theories when you start, but you don't have proof points. You just simply have theories and beliefs and maybe some very early market indicators, and things change over time. I think one of the things that's most important to do when you're doing your seed funding or your early stage, you know, in your first year and a half, is you have to have a thesis. You have to have a hypothesis. You have to, you know, believe it for a variety of reasons through preliminary market research or market factors, market trends. Then you've got to be really open to, okay, what's really the market saying? What really is the market opportunity here? And so one of the things that we did is we just tested lots of verticals. So we went into the market, had a theory, had a premise, tested various verticals. One of them was universities. One of them was schools. One of them was, you know, CrossFit gyms and yoga studios and small, medium-sized businesses. And then we also tested these other verticals, hospitality, schools, and corporations. And our strategy really is to put water and Flow Water on the map as a product that people passionately fall in love with. And one of the best ways for us to do that, you know, it's essentially to be associated with other big brands. Trying to build a brand in this market from a CPG or consumer packaged goods experience is a really expensive proposition. The way that I believe that we're going to be most effective in doing this is simply by assimilating ourselves with other great brands. So, you know, when you've got companies out there that are some of the world's best companies and they're using Flow Water as what they think is one of the world's best beverages to hydrate their employees and provide great guest experiences or whatever it is, that simply helps elevate our brand. And so, you know, how we got in there, simply having a great team. I mean, we're a small company, it's less than 10 of us, but they are really, really passionate people. And we just weren't afraid to jump in and make cold calls, set up the meetings, start to wiggle our way in there. And, you know, success begets more success begets more success. So, you know, it's kind of the virtuous cycle of getting success as it leads to more success. And then, of course, the reverse is true as well, which is always one of the challenges in a startup.
Yeah, well, certainly congratulate you on that, because that's quite the major feat you and your team have accomplished. And so what I'm hearing you say is that I can't have one, because I seriously want one. So you have no plans on the table to go residential, correct?
We have a fairly detailed 5-year product development pipeline, and it involves some really exciting things in years 4 and 5. But I will tell you, in the next couple of years, it does include flow water for the home. So yes, you are absolutely going to be able to take flow water to the home. And so, you know, part of our business strategy is simply we're going to reach consumers through businesses, and first and foremost, make flow water this epic household kind of company-wide brand name, where people fall in love with the product at work. And then, of course, you know, we want people to do is fall in love and bring it at home.
Bring one home. Oh, that'll be an exciting time. We are already going into break. I can't believe how quickly these segments are just flying by. So thanks for listening, and we will be right back.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart. Only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a 4-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive. And I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a 4-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now.
877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. We are here at Big Pitch Radio. Thank you so much for listening. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but you're choosing to spend it right here with us. We are so thankful to be here with you guys as well. And this is where we pitch, invest in, and grow businesses every single day. We are here with CEO guest Rich Razgatis, also known as Raz, and he's here to talk about Flow Water. And you can go check him out at myflowwater.com. And it's a really cool product out there. You know, you can fill your water bottles up and you don't have to buy all the plastic bottles that have all the bad stuff in it. And so, you know, Rich, you know, you've been so gracious with your time and talking about your business and your strategy and your upbringing and things like that. And, you know, one of the things we always like to kind of find out is, I know you mentioned, obviously, you know, your family was a huge inspiration for you and your dad a mentor and providing you articles. Are there any other mentors that you've had along the way that you can speak to that were instrumental in shaping up your life as it is today?
You know, I would tell you I get inspiration from kind of two different sets of experiences. One is, I remember in a really early career, someone told me, don't pick your job, pick your boss. Because that'll have the biggest impact as a young person going through the paces of your personal development. And, you know, one of the great experiences that I had from a business career perspective was for about five years, I got the opportunity to go work for the former CEO of Avon Company out of New York City. And this was at Univera. So I was, had four different executive roles there, from EVP North America to CEO International, and had an opportunity to work with him between my kind of 30 and 35. It's a terrific experience, and got some just great learning. But one of the things was, you know, I didn't get these like necessarily quippy little business learnings and like quotes, but I got someone that really understood me kind of deeply personally. And one of his pushes for me always was, you know, trust your intuition more. He said, you know, he would tell me, you've got really good intuition and it's better than you realize. You're reluctant to trust it, you know, because you want to just think all these things through. It was one of those things that you can only have a mentor really help identify that stuff with you, that you trust and is honest with you. And it's not always fun, but it's always beneficial. The other, and so I've been really fortunate to have, you know, some just terrific business mentors over my year. I'll tell you the other area where I get a lot of inspiration, though, if you read anything that, like, on my I sometimes periodically blog about it, not so much over the last few years with Flowwater as kind of being my full-time plus endeavor. But I get a lot of inspiration from watching everyday people do extraordinary things. You know, and so when I see people at like a, you know, checkout at a grocery store, I cannot tell you how much I will sometimes learn about the aspects of customer service or positivity or engagement from people that are just in these everyday situations. And I'm constantly inspired by, you know, the great people that we have in the United States of America. And I feel like you can find inspiration in all these different areas. So, you know, I certainly love reading various magazines and, you know, various business authors, and that's all very inspirational. But I find a lot of it just from the people that I get to kind of open my eyes and see and interact and observe on an everyday basis, because there's some amazing people out there that just haven't written the book, or they just weren't in the seat. They didn't get to work at J&J or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's interesting. Les Brown talks about the most valuable place on the planet is the graveyard, because so many, so many treasures are there because people didn't pursue their dreams, or they didn't go after what they could have done. A lot of poems were not written, and songs were not sung, and books weren't authored. And so it's very interesting to hear that. And I agree, you know, and, you know, it's very inspirational to hear you as well, because, you know, you obviously bring a lot of acumen, but you seem to be very aware and always wanting to move forward, right? You're not resting on your laurels. You know, is there, if you could offer one piece of advice that you've learned over the years to our listening audience that you feel, hey, this is, I got one line to say, this is what I want you to think about as you're pursuing your goals out there as an entrepreneur or a leader, CEO, what would that piece of advice be?
If I could break it into two pieces, that'd be fantastic, because I've got one kind of internally and one is an external thing. I think the internal really is a combination of do the right thing and trust your intuition, you know, and I think it's a very, very difficult thing to go out there and trust your intuition and your belief. And I think it's a very complex thing, because it's based on both kind of this logical and illogical, tangible and intangible components that make up all the data points that have been given to you, as well as just kind of what in you, your heart and your spirit, you know, to be true. So I would say, you know, when push comes to shove, go with your gut. And that's one that, you know, for me is difficult at times, but that's an important lesson. I think on the external, my, and this is kind of in terms of just getting the growth and getting activity and making traction, it's the team trumps the idea, and execution trumps the idea, but you need to have a really, really good idea. So I just can't underscore enough, you know, unless you want to be a consultant on your own, you're not going to do it on your own. And so I can't say enough about, you know, the privilege I've had of working today with a group of just fantastically talented people that inspire me, but then also, you know, I've had that over the course of a lot of my career. So just can't underscore it enough. You got to bring the team with you. You have to bring the team. You can't bring the team. Fair. You can't leave a company.
Yeah, it's very, very powerful, man. And it's always good to see leaders that really give credit where credit is due out there. And it's fantastic. Well, you know, I want to say it's been a pleasure having you on the show. It's time flew and we got to run here, Raz. But please tell people where they can find out more about you and what you guys are doing over there at Flowwater.
Sure, absolutely. So you can check us out, myflowwater.com, www.myflowwater.com. And then on a personal basis, you know, I write a periodical blog, but I'm not as active as I have been, though. I'm trying to re-pick that back up. But my personal blog is razflexions.com, and that's razflexions.com. So those are the two ways that you can connect with us, and then, of course, social media.
Great. That's really good, and we appreciate you coming on the show today, and hopefully you enjoyed your time here as well.
I loved it. I love what you guys are doing. I think it's super inspirational. It's exciting. And I was really just, it's a privilege, and I'm proud to be able to be a part of it in a small way today. So thanks for the great work that you guys are doing. And thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, we'd love to have you back again sometime. Will you join us again?
I actually will. Absolutely.
Absolutely great. Well, thanks so much, Raz. It's been a pleasure. We appreciate it. You've been listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. From Marla Tabaka, I'm Jason Gary. We'll see you guys next time. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.